A mob is a frightening thing, even when it is a fairly orderly German one, and you happen to be part of it. As we came to the Bahrestrasse, across the Karolinenplatz, we found ourselves part of a general movement, in ones and twos, and in bigger groups. Folk were moving towards the street where Lola's Bijou Palace stood. Long before we reached it, we heard the rising murmur of thousands of voices, swelling into a sullen roar as we came close to the fringes of the mob itself. The Bahrestrasse was packed by an enormous crowd, the front ranks pressing up against the railings. I lost the thin chap somewhere in the press, but being tall and finding a step on the opposite side to stand on, I could look out across the sea of heads to the line of cuirassiers drawn up inside the palace railings. She still had her guard, apparently, and see the lighted windows towards which the crowd were directing a steady stream of catcalls, and their favourite chant of "Pereat Lola! Pereat Lola!" Splendid stuff. I wondered if she was quite such a proud and haughty madame now, with this pack baying for her blood. There wasn't much sign that they would do anything but chant, however. I didn't know then that they were mostly there in the expectation of seeing her go, for apparently the word had gone round that she was leaving Munich that night. I was to be privileged to see that remarkable sight and to share in it. I would have been better crawling out of Munich on my hands and knees and all the way to the frontier, but I wasn't to know that either. I'd been there about half an hour, I suppose, and was getting weary of it and starting to worry again about my valise, which I was gripping tightly under my coat. It didn't look as though they were going to break in and drag her out anyway, which is what I'd have liked, and I was wondering where to go next when a great roar went up and everyone began craning to see what was happening. A carriage had come from the back of the palace and was drawn up at the front door. You could feel the excitement rising up from the mob like steam as they jostled for a better look. I could see over their heads, beyond the line of guardsmen, to the front door. There were figures moving round the coach, and then a tremendous yell went up as the door opened. A few figures emerged, and then one alone. Even at that distance, it was obviously a woman, and the crowd began to hoot and roar all the louder. "Pereat Lola! Pereat Lola!" It was her, all right, as she came forward into the light that shone from the big lanterns on either side of the doorway. I could recognise her quite easily. She was dressed as for travelling, with a fur beaver perched on her head, and her hands in a muff before her. She stood looking out, and the jeers and abuse swelled up to a continuous tumult. The line of guardsmen gave back ever so slightly as the folk in front shook their fists and menaced her through the railings. There was a moment's pause and some consultation among the group round her on the steps. Then there were cries of surprise from the street as the coach whipped up and wheeled down towards the gates, for Lola was still standing in the doorway. "She's not going!" someone sang out, and there was consternation as the gates opened and the coach rolled slowly forward. The crowd gave back before it, and it was able to move through the lane they made. The coachee was looking pretty scared and keeping his whip to himself, but the mob weren't interested in him. He drove a little way, and then stopped, not 20 yards from where I was. The crowd, murmuring in bewilderment, couldn't make out what it was all about. There was a man in the coach, but no one seemed to know who he was.